Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
If you listened carefully to Chit-chat post-Easter edition, you may well remember that I touched upon one of the most prominent drinks ever. Well, for some for sure, but if not the mouth-watering and noble, then at least of the longest tradition reaching as many years back as several thousand. Beer. I stopped at the end of the Roman Empire. What happened next, you may wonder? Well, we slowly enter the Middle Ages. Although almost everybody knew the intoxicating properties of beer, still paradoxically, it was much safer to drink beer than water. Can you imagine that? Well, the reason was simple. Since people didn't have the slightest clue of how to purify water, it was a source of bacteria. Then beer naturally became a part and parcel of everyday diet. The first standards of beer production, however, came after Germans introduced hops and started something we call today a massive production of this beverage. Interestingly, around the 16th century, they even introduced beer purity law, the aim of which was to guarantee a specific quality of German beer. It was then when the first official recipe was formed. Following subsequent centuries and scientific discoveries, like for example the role of yeast in the fermentation process, as well as technology, in the 19th century there were more than 3,000 breweries in the US alone. Later on, unfortunately, there came the period of prohibition. Today, beer fans may enjoy a wide spectrum of brews and a relative freedom to drink it. What's more, they may even produce a high-quality beer at home, which opens the window for hundreds, if not thousands, of new flavors and recipes. So next time you take a sip of brew, think of its not only long tradition, but also all the healthy benefits it may bring, such as increase of vitamin B, lowering of cholesterol, skin cells regeneration, and healthy kidneys. And remember, as the Czech proverb has it, a fine beer may be judged with only one sip, but it's better to be thoroughly sure.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.